Let's go to Ken Timmerman, Washington, D.C. area. Ken, before I get into the geopolitical activities, and we've got a pile of things to talk about, let's talk about a new project that you're involved in. You sent me a preliminary copy of a little 3.5-minute video that is actually power-packed. I mean, it seems like it's gone by in about 15 seconds, but in 3.5 minutes, you guys really are giving us some very important information. Talk about it with us just a moment.
Well, here's what it's all about, Jimmy. I'm working with a group called the Islamic State of Iran Crime Research Center. It's ISICRC.org. And they are exposing the crimes of the Iranian regime, and in particular, the Quds Force. This is the overseas expeditionary arm, or the terrorist force, if you wish, of the Iranian regime. They are responsible for murdering approximately 1,500 U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I helped them put together this very short video. We interview one of their victims, a staff sergeant, who was blown apart in an Iranian-made bomb, and then a Gold Star widow whose young husband was also blown up by an Iranian bomb. They tell their stories. It's a powerful personal story in the video, but we're trying, obviously, to get people sensitized and to be more aware of the crimes of this Iranian regime. They don't deserve any favors from the United States government.
Great project, Ken. Very, very important project. By the way, let me give you that site where you can watch this if you'd like to, isicrc.org. ISICRC.org, or we'll post it on our front page, our home page of our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to it, watch it. You'll want to pass along that information to others who may want to see it as well. Now let's get to the geopolitical events unfolding. There is a very interesting dance going on between the Secretary of State Tillerson and the Secretary of Defense Mattis. They're both in Munich, Germany, where the security meeting, the international security meeting with all kinds of world leaders there. But Tillerson and Mattis, they're guardedly approaching a conversation with the Russian leadership. I think Tillerson sat down with the foreign minister of Russia face-to-face within the last couple of hours. Talk to me about this important conversation and this meeting.
Well, Jimmy, we wouldn't be talking about this if it were the Obama administration. This kind of contact between the U.S. Secretary of State and his Russian counterpart is normal. It is regular. John Kerry met with Lavrov hundreds of times. They negotiated this awful Iran deal together. But this is now big news because of fake news from CNN and other U.S. websites claiming with absolutely no basis in fact that the Trump administration has some kind of secret thing going with Russia. It just isn't true. So Tillerson sat down with Lavrov, and they had a first face-to-face meeting. I hope they're going to have hundreds of more face-to-face meetings. They need to. Russia is a very important country. They have the largest nuclear arsenal in the world, along with the United States, and they're modernizing their strategic weapons. So they are a potential real threat to the United States of America. It's important that we have an open communication channel, even if we don't trust each other.
You know, I've got to ask you this next question. I really wasn't going to talk about it, but Mike Flynn being taken out of his position at the security headquarters there at the White House, there are reports that a former Obama administration was involved. He was a loyalist to President Obama, trying to save his legacy. And he went about this, waged a secret campaign to bring down Flynn. What do you know?
Well, that's right, and they took him out. I believe, and I've got a story that should be up later today at the Daily Caller, but I believe that Flynn was sabotaged. He was sabotaged with leaks from the deep state, and by the deep state, I mean the intelligence community, and quite possibly by people at the NSC itself, the National Security Council. What people don't realize is that Donald Trump is not appointed most of the people at the National Security Council. They were appointed by Obama and carried over and held over to the new administration. So most of these people are not loyal to the President of the United States. They're loyal to the former President of the United States, and in particular to his CIA director, John Brennan, who has really taken the unprecedented step, I've never seen it before, of criticizing openly and in really violent terms the new president of the United States. So I think you've got a war going on between the Brennan holdovers in the CIA. I call them the Shadow Warriors. I wrote a book about this 10 years ago, and they got their first blood with General Flynn. I don't think they're going to stop until they get Donald Trump. I believe they're going to fail, but the president has got to get his arms around this and get rid of these agents who have infiltrated the White House and other U.S. national security organizations.
Well, all that leaking, of course, going on, that's a major topic, but most of everybody that's in the media is not covering that as much as they're covering Russia. And I love what the president had to say. I hope he was saying it tongue-in-cheek. But he said, what do you want me to do, when he was talking to the journalist in that press conference that went longer than an hour? He was just man-to-man, face-to-face with these rascals. And he made the statement, do you want me to go over there and blow that ship off the coast of Connecticut out of the water? Would everybody be happy with that if I went after Russia that way? I mean, you know, what do we do? We're trying to at least have a relationship, are we not?
Right. Well, he was calling their bluff. He was calling the media's bluff. And he said, oh, yeah, you all would probably be really happy if I went and did something like that. He said, but I'm not going to do it. Because it would be irresponsible, first of all. Second of all, the Russians have always sent their spy ships outside the harbors where we keep our nuclear submarines. That's not new. It's been going on all during the Cold War. And by the way, the Russians have also engaged in massive disinformation campaigns against the United States and against our European allies and others for 70 years. This is not new, Jimmy. What's new is that the fake news media is trying to claim that Donald Trump is part of that, which clearly he's not.
You know, I'm so glad we have this privilege and opportunity to talk with people like Ken Timmerman and our other broadcast partners. We're trying to make certain there's no such thing as fake news as far as Prophecy Today is concerned. We want to tell the truth. The truth sets you free, and that's what we're willing to do. Well, talk to me about President Rouhani of Iran. He's on a visit to the Persian Gulf on a tour there, seeking to have better relations with the Arab world. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to pull that one off, is he?
Right. And as we've been talking about this the past couple of weeks, the Iranians are really in a hot spot now with Donald Trump, but also with their ongoing and intensifying conflict with Saudi Arabia. They are going head-to-head with the Saudis in Yemen and pretty much going head-to-head with them also in Syria. And now the Saudis have been getting support from the other Gulf Arab states, Kuwait and the UAE and Qatar in particular. So Rouhani is there trying to shore up Iran's relations with some of its neighbors. His first stop was in Oman, which has been a more traditional Iranian friend. When the U.S. under Obama and the Iranians cut deals together for hostages or other things, they tended to go through the Sheikh, the Sultan of Oman. So that was his first stop, but he went to Kuwait as well, and they make nice talk, but don't expect that to really change the politics of the Persian Gulf.
And since we're talking about the Persian Gulf area, let's talk about Baghdad. A number of sectarian battles going on, Islamic State blowing up a bunch of people in Baghdad. I mean, that thing has not settled down there in a war-torn Iraq, has it?
No, and you look at the pattern. So you have car bomb attacks in Sadr City, which is a Shiite neighborhood, and then you will have retaliation attacks in Sunni neighborhoods. So both ISIS and the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps are active in Iraq. They are fighting a proxy war. Occasionally, they cooperate together, but right now they've been fighting a proxy war against each other in Iraq, killing each other's people. The Iranians have a huge 100,000-man militia in Iraq today. It's composed of Iraqi Shiites, and it so worries the Iraqi army and the U.S. advisors who are there that they're trying to keep them outside Mosul. They're trying to keep the Shiite militia from really playing an active role in the liberation of Mosul. But they're trying to cut the retreat from Mosul into Syria so ISIS cannot get its forces out and regroup inside Syria.
This location we were just talking about, Iraq, which is biblical Babylon, plays a key role in an end-time scenario found in the book of Revelation. That's chapter 18, when it's talking about literal Babylon, which is what modern-day Iraq is today. Well, Ken, it's always a joy, a privilege, and honor to be able to chat with you. Heard that your wife had a couple of little times over at the hospital, and she's doing well. Is that right?
She is, Jimmy. Praise the Lord for answered prayers and for being so good and so gracious. But yes, and thank you for asking that.
Well, praise the Lord for that great report. Ken Timmerman, our broadcast partner, helping us to understand events happening around this world that play into the end time scenario. Ken, thanks a lot. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.